Greetings and salutations. Blessed Yule, Merry Solstice, Happy Albin Arthurin. Today, we will be channeling with the Lyra Atlantis Connection for the winter quarter, these months for December, January, and February. We will also be speaking about frequency changes, as well as downloading the winter solstice codes. Let's go ahead and get connected to the channel and see what they have to surprise us with today. So, both feet on the floor. Take a deep breath in, breathing in. And breathing out. Breathing in. And breathing out. I was made aware that when I speak and when Channel speaks, we both speak rapidly, and sometimes it's hard for the listeners to hear us. So I'm doing best to slow my voice down. However, I have to go at the rate that Channel communicates with. I've already consulted with them and let them know, but it is still up to them how they want to pace my voice. Okay, here we go. Greetings, Star Flames. We are so happy to be with you today on this beautiful solstice day. It's winter solstice in the northern part of the earth, and it's also the summer solstice on the southern part of the earth. And we are so glad that both halves of the earth are celebrating their seasons and their seasonal joy. We would like to say how much we delight in communicating with our host to relay our messages through her to you. We love our dear earthlings. We were one of the 12 tribes that came in with the Atlantis starship, and we helped colonize Earth. And the Lyrans were a beneficial help to us Atlanteans. Yes, we are both channeling two civilizations through one channel. Now we become one. This quarter brings newfound changes to both halves of the earth. The old is slowly losing its grips. It's fading out of the light. Timelines are rapidly dissolving. Humans are finding themselves to jumping various timelines. And even though they think, yes, this is how we empower ourselves, yes, this is also creating a crux in the frequencies. Each individual has a destiny and a fate, and each must be met. It's okay to go from one timeline and then waver into the new timeline. However, to jump timeline the timeline because they didn't like the previous timeline, so they're going to try a new timeline. It confuses the individual as well as the people surrounding them, as well as the rest of the sentient beings on Earth and the frequencies. We don't mind if you delete a timeline to move into a timeline. However, you cannot keep a timeline open and jump into a new timeline and then keep that timeline open and then waver into a new timeline while keeping that time open. Those timelines must be closed and disintegrated. So we are asking for all of you to keep that in mind. Close out your current timeline before moving into a new one. Frequency changes. Those in the north part of the earth are experiencing heavy frequencies beating down upon them. This is their coding for what they call the new year. Winter solstice always brings heavier codes than the summer solstice. So those living in the southern part of the earth are getting lighter codes, lighter frequencies. And that's okay. Because when it becomes your turn for your winter solstice, you will be coded heavily. And then the northern part of the United States, or the earth rather, our host is focused on the United States. The northern part will have lighter codes in the summer. For those of you living in the United States territory, there is several frequencies coming into play. There are frequencies that have been played. There are frequencies current being played, and that goes for those living in the northwestern part of the United States as well as the northeastern part of Europe. Our host says that would be within the bounds of Russia. Both the United States and Russia have what is known as high frequency active aureal research programs, known as HARP. This instrument facilitates frequencies that are not natural to the earth, and it is to override earth frequencies, sentient beings frequencies, and stargate frequencies. It also affects the weather. It aims to probe into mind control, and it assists with government remote viewing. So for all sentient beings living in those areas, you must learn to protect yourself from those frequencies. However, the new towers were built throughout the world to assist with the new wireless companies and their frequencies. And this high frequency active aureal research program work hand in hand with the wireless companies. Some of them put in place to deactivate human frequencies and human sensitivities. So therefore, humans are unable to detect abnormal frequencies and frequency ranges. If you are living within at least a what would be considered a quarter mile radius of those towers, individuals must heavily protect themselves with at least 12 dimensional shielding or higher shields. Both the United States and Russia, who is using this program, are aiming to control their populations. And they want to control them by mind control, remote viewing, and if that doesn't work, they're hitting the agricultural sector, as you have found out this past year, and they're also beginning to hit the transportation industry to forfeit the use of Earth's fossil fuels, which is a natural substance that is in the Earth that has been poured into the Earth for many millennia. Government agencies in both realms are seeking ultimate control by reducing fossil fuel usage to rely on a battery type usage, and it's not even a wireless battery usage, it's an electrical current that still wastes Earth's resources and disturbs national, regional, and natural frequencies. We would like to suggest to you to abstain from using the modern modes of technology, because it is harmful to Earth and her frequencies. And yet, there is many sentient beings, many humans on this Earth that think that this is a positive change, when in truly it is about government control and takeover. Therefore, we are asking you to think twice before purchasing vehicles that require electrical current. Of course, when your governments lay down the official law that fossil fuels are to be obsolete, of course, the human population will have no choice but to engage in that. However, there is in the works, there is a change coming. There's a new technology that is being placed that can take place of the battery electrical driven vehicles. And the vehicles can be driven on wireless frequencies, which means they will be driven via the means of towers and satellites with no charging needed whatsoever, and Earth's resources won't be wasted. And however, the frequencies will still be disturbed due to the wireless communication frequencies that it will be broadcast that humans need as a mode of transport. Right now, they are using it as communications only, but it will come forth in the future for transportation. We are requesting that human population take time during this winter solstice to meditate on their codes and frequencies they are given today to help them thrive through the season. And these frequencies are not meant to jump timeline after timeline after timeline. Remember, you close down one timeline to open another, and then adjust your body and your frequency to the new frequency. It's not the other way around. Frequencies do not adjust themselves to the human. The human must adjust themselves to the frequency. So take a moment and take another deep breath. Take one more deep breath. Take a moment and close your eyes and open up your crown chakra. Make sure both feet are planted firmly on the ground. You want to connect to the core of your earth. Make sure you are securely grounded. Have the roots of your feet stretching into the core of your earth. Have your crown wide open. Have your heart wide open. And then shift your inner eyes up. And as you shift your inner eyes upwards, look into the light. And as you look into the light, you will see the codes streaming towards you into your crown chakra and flowing into your pineal gland. The pineal gland is where all the codes and frequencies are stored as they are downloaded. However, they are only stored there. It is up for the human to go back into the pineal gland and search for those codes and frequencies and open them up to find out which code and frequency they were given and how it applies to them and in which way they are to work with it in the coming months. And those who are listening to this channel are being given the winter solstice or the summer solstice codes, depending on your location. And you are also given codes from Lyra and Atlantis. Pleiades and Arcturus has also been downloading codes in the last couple Earth days, as well as Sirius and Osiris. Depending on your star origin, those will be the codes you receive. There are other planetary systems that are also downloading codes. The stars are downloading. At this point in time, there is a huge download coming in for all sentient beings, not just humans, all sentient beings. And it is up to the human to go in and locate these codes. Other sentient beings, such as the animal kingdom, the stone kingdom, the water kingdom, they automatically work with these codes. Once they receive, they acknowledge it, they know what to do with them, they know what it is, and they go with it. Humans do not. Humans have to go into their pineal glands, locate those codes, and open them up one by one. It is good if you take notes so you remember what you're doing. And if you feel stuck and you feel there's no way out, You need to return to your pineal gland to see what's going on with the codes because your answer is in those codes. And it wasn't because you didn't download them right, it's because you didn't open them up and let them go to where they need to go. Some will filter into your bloodstream, some will filter into your DNA, some will filter into your skin, some will filter into your hair. It depends which part of your body, but it needs to go. Make sure you're fully grounded into the earth and anchored into the light when you do this to keep your body system stable and to keep your central nervous system running smoothly and steadily. There are still some codes and frequencies left to distribute. And that is a good thing. Now remember, not all get the same codes. You will not get the same codes as a family member, a neighbor, a coworker, or an animal. But rest assured, somewhere on this earth plane, your twin flame is receiving exactly what you are. And that is the other half of you. And that is why they are receiving the same codes as you, because they are half of your soul. And half the soul, the whole soul, needs the entire coding. The half soul needs the entire coding. That way, when the twin flames unite, the soul is united. And whatever extra codes are not necessary between both humans are sent back to the light because the code's mission is accomplished. The codes have successfully finished. Take time to reflect upon the codes and yourself. And by all means, enjoy your season in merriment. We will be back again on the 1-1 Stargate. And we will be working with the January coding. And that is a big surprise alone. It has nothing to do with the planets. It's all to do with the Stargate. We thank you, Star Flames, for listening to us. We did our best to talk in a slower voice as you requested. And until January. All right, go ahead and take another deep breath. Hopefully, you are feeling calmer and more sure of yourself, feeling that you can take the next leg of this journey into 2024 and solidify your goals, change your habits. And change your life for the better. Until January 1st, 2024, which is the 1-1 Stargate. Blessed be.